In September, President Trump announced an end to the controversial Obama-era program called DACA. It provides deportation protection and other benefits to thousands of immigrants brought to the United States illegally as children. In today's NET News signature story, we talk with members of Nebraska's congressional delegation about legislative options and with DACA youth waiting nervously.
So we have, who all was going to do from 12:30 to 1:30 again?
I can do that.
Seated around a U-shaped table in a student union meeting room, 20 members of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's Define American student organization plan an event. They'll set up a booth and encourage students to write Nebraska's members of Congress in support of so-called Dreamers. That's the term often used for young people enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA.
All right. So, yeah, it looks like we have people that will be there. We have your contact information.
Define American focuses on immigration education and advocacy. There's a sense of urgency to their work, with the White House ending DACA and permits beginning to expire in March. Senior Val Rodriguez of Mitchell helped start UNL's Define American chapter 2 years ago.
You know, I have friends who are coming up to graduation, whether it be in December or in May, and they do have that uncertainty that, what am I going to do after graduation? Am I going to be able to pursue higher education? Will my employer hire me if my DACA expires?
A diverse group attends this Define American meeting. This includes Mexican-born DACA recipient Ania Elizabeth Morin Chavez.
I don't remember my like where I was born, so it's kind of hard to call that my home when this is my home.
Morin Chavez's parents brought her to South Sioux City when she was just 4 years old. Now she's a sophomore accounting major at UNL. DACA lets her have a driver's license, an on-campus job, and deportation protection.
But with the whole thing that's going on now and getting those Congress getting those six months to fix everything, it kind of makes me feel more nervous about what's about to come. Like, what is the outcome of it? What is my future going to be like? Which is like something I worry about every single day.
Several proposals providing benefits similar to DACA are on Capitol Hill, most notably the DREAM Act in the U.S. Senate and Bridge Act in the House. Both have bipartisan support. Republican 2nd District Representative Don Bacon is a Bridge Act co-sponsor, but thinks the final solution will be something that provides more permanent residency to undocumented youth and addresses other immigration issues. He calls, quote, taking the worry of deportation permanently off the minds of DACA youth his main goal.
So I think the far majority of our district do not want to see DACA deported. But I think that that's becoming the agreed-upon sense with the folks I'm talking to in the House, that we need to do both. Give permanent residence to DACA, but you can't just do that. You've got to help fix the problem and do some fixes on the border and visa. So you're going to see something that is going to be a compromise bill that has both by the time we're done.
Of Nebraska's delegation, all Republicans, Bacon has taken the clearest, most vocal stance on DACA. Here's what some of the others have to say. Senator Deb Fischer and 3rd District Representative Adrian Smith, both of whom say they're meeting with DACA recipients and other constituents on the issue.
I don't have a comment on that right now because I am still listening to a number of individuals on it. And a lot of my colleagues have been discussing different options, and I always say we have to see what we're able to pull together on it.
I still want to take a look at the various proposals that are out there. I'm not ready to settle on one particular way forward at this point. We do have some time. Ultimately, we need to have something that's enforceable, that is going to address the issue at hand.
First District Representative Jeff Fortenberry wasn't available for an interview, but about DACA, he previously stated that, quote, necessary humanitarian exceptions must be nested in policies that further robust border security, interior enforcement against illegal activity, and foreign policy initiatives to mitigate the pressure for economic migration. Senator Ben Sasse declined to be interviewed for this story and doesn't have a statement on the issue on his website. Last week, a group of House Republicans called on Congress to pass DACA relief by the end of the year, a view echoed by many Democrats. Congressman Bacon thinks that's unlikely, but that there's desire to get something passed before DACA permits start running out in March.
Are you interested in doing, in partnering and doing an event like that, and then after that move forward?
It's still a long wait for Anya Morin Chavez. She spends some of the time involved with Define American events and speaking out and sharing her DACA story.
Now, I want people to understand that I am doing my best to make some sort of difference or to be able to live in a country that is what made me. And I wish that people would see that more often, see that, okay, she hasn't done anything bad to be sent away or anything like that. I want them to see that this girl deserves to be here. Any of us deserve to be here.
Whether that happens is in the hands of Congress. For NET News, I'm Mike Tobias.